I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Georgia voters have chosen Brian Kemp as the Republican challenger to face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November's race for governor. From WUGA in Athens, Alexia Ridley reports.
Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp managed to defeat former frontrunner Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle despite being down 14 points in the May primary. He says his next step is bringing Republicans together.
That's my job to do that. You know, I got to get the party unified. There'll be a lot of people working on that. The party's ready to do that. You got to get out there and earn the voters' support.
In his victory speech, he also thanked President Donald Trump for last week's endorsement via Twitter and Vice President Pence for holding a rally on Kemp's behalf. Kemp said he'd love to have the president come to Georgia to campaign on his behalf. For GPB News, I'm Alexia Ridley in Athens.
As primary winner Brian Kemp looks towards the general election, former frontrunner Casey Cagle is asking his supporters to back Kemp. During his concession speech last night, Cagle says he reached out to Kemp to pledge his support in the coming months.
I committed to him my full, undivided support to see that he will be our next governor of the state of Georgia, and I want each of you to do the same thing.
Although both GOP candidates sought an endorsement from President Trump, Kemp was the one to receive support from the White House. Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams will meet in the general election on November 6th. A Macon businessman has been found guilty in a five-year federal fraud case involving Macon-Bibb County Schools. GPB's Sophie Peel reports.
In 2012, Isaac Culver's company, Progressive Consulting Technologies, was hired to upgrade technology in Macon schools. But investigators found the company instead sold useless devices to the school system for $3.7 million. The cost was nearly double what the company paid for the virtual desktops. The unusable devices were never installed and still sit in a warehouse. The case is part of an ongoing federal fraud investigation involving former school superintendent Romaine Dalamond. Culver could face up to 20 years in prison. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Peel in Macon.
Jason Spencer, a Republican state lawmaker who used racial slurs and dropped his pants on a TV show, says he will resign by the end of the month. Spencer appeared on an episode of Sacha Baron Cohen's show, Who is America?, which aired over the weekend. When Cohen asked Spencer to take part in a counterterrorism video, he repeatedly yelled the N-word, used an offensive accent, and exposed himself. Governor Nathan Deal denounced his actions, calling them inexcusable and appalling. Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp also removed Spencer from his endorsement list. Spencer, who represents the community of Woodbine, will resign on July 31st. For more headlines and stories, visit our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Taylor Gant for GPB News.